This is so complex. So what is the whole world is evolving all the time.
Yeah.
My experience is Catholic Direct for 15 years, and from scratch, which is 1989. Actually, I started working in 1992, and it was four NGOs, including Twin, and working with three cooperatives and chaplains who were in absolute hell because the international coffee price was going to collapse and be let go of. So they went down the swat heap path, and the grower producer organisations decided to ship three containers of beans across the water and sell it ourselves to church groups and faith groups. And that was a decision, that was a grassroots decision taken primarily by three producer organisations that didn't have anywhere else to go. There are other organisations in Mexico, in Huatusco, who we said we're not going to work with Starbucks, even though it's their major supplier, that want to be in this dependency thing. And they are all organisations that have grassrooted their way up through this. And Catholic Direct, I think, was a shining example of this. But it's the silos of self-interest, I think, that are getting in the way. It's that it's where the Catholic Direct is not Catholic Direct. Catholic Direct is Twin. And a whole bunch of other organisations that work together in a network, collaboration, which is indestructible because it's so complex and so passionately driven that it's been that successful. And I think when things turn into silos, when people start saying, well, actually, really, this jar of coffee, the whole thing starts to come undone because it's not just a jar, it's a movement. I think it's being able to buy an ethic for one peer chocolate bar is a major issue.
Yeah. I think you have